Well, let's bow our heads and pray. Oh, there's still more. Hold on. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. For he is our God, and we are his people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice.
Ad-lib.
Okay, let's bow our heads and pray now. Thank you, Lord, that we come together here to collectively hear your voice as the body of Christ. And we thank you that we're able to gather in good health. And God, I ask that you just take every need, and we just, do you just lay them before you right now? And as we worship you today, let our eyes be focused on you, because you're the only one who can resolve it. And just, we thank you for the joy and peace over this crowd today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Would you stand and worship with us?
The cross has a final word. The cross has a final word. Oh, sorrow may come in the darkest night, but the cross has a final word.
There's nothing stronger,
nothing higher,
there's nothing greater
than the name of Jesus. All the honor, all the power, all the glory to the name of Jesus.
The cross has a final word.
The cross has a final word.
Yes, evil may put up its strongest fight, but the cross has a final word.
There's nothing stronger,
nothing higher,
nothing greater
than the name of Jesus. All the honor, all the power, all the glory to the name of Jesus.
The cross has a final word.
The cross has a final word.
The Savior has come with the morning light. The cross has a final word. Has a final word. Oh, he traded death for eternal life, and that cross has a final word. Oh, the cross has a final word.
The
cross has a final word. Oh, the Savior has come with the morning light, and the cross has a final word.
No better word than from your lips. No perfect life than what you live. No greater gift, no, not one. No brighter star has ever shined. No better hope for all mankind. No higher mind, no, not one.
No one has ever known this kind of love you've shown.
There has never been a prayer.
With this life you have forgiven us. Hope has come, hope has come, and there will never be a greater love. No, not one. No image true or sweeter frame, no simple word can match your name. No greater thing, no, not one. No one has ever seen the depths of your majesty, and there will never be a greater love than your Son. No, not one. And there will never be a greater love. No, not one. And this life you have forgiven us. Hope has come, hope has come. And there will never be a greater love. No, not one. No greater call. You gave us all a reason to live. No greater love. You gave us all a reason to give. To shine, no greater love, forever mine. And there has never been a greater love than your Son, no, not one. And there will never be a greater love, no, not one. With this life you have forgiven us. Hope has come, hope has come, and there will never be a greater love, no, not one.
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Yes.
Nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest loves, for my heart becomes free and my shame is undone in your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and your presence.
Mighty God, our Father and our Creator, hallowed be thy name. In the beginning, Lord, there was you, resolute, all-powerful, fully holy and righteous, the truth, full of light. Then you spoke. All of creation burst forth at your command. It didn't have a choice. It burst forth. And it all revealed your heart, mighty Father. It was perfect, righteous, working properly, and true. Everything revolving in pursuit of what you had commanded, O God. And we know that you do not speak in vain. Everything you say is for a reason. So today as we worship, let it also not be in vain. Let it also be for a reason. Holy Father, to honor your glory, your power and righteousness, your holiness, your grace, and your love, let us worship all of this, all of you. If creation still obeys your voice, O God, so will we. For God, how can we not do this? How can we not worship you, God of our salvation? You chased us down, God, when we are still in our failures and in our pride. You chased us down. You gave us the light of the world, your Son Jesus Christ, who was eventually abandoned in darkness to die for our sins and our salvation. You paid for our sins, God, in a work of unequaled love. You lost your life on earth here, God, so we could find it in heaven above. Thank you, Jesus. We can see your heart in this too, O Lord. So once again, how can we not sing praises and worship you? How can we not do this? So Holy Father, please bless our worship service here. May our praise and worship be pleasing and pleasant to you, God. We worship, we pray for our church leaders, the leaders of our country. We pray for the thank offering for the world evangelism, and we pray for the offering that's about to be collected here. We hope you find it pleasing, oh Father. For what measure could we give you, God? You're without limit. our God of love, grace, and holiness. We just love you and thank you for being you. As a job no one else could do. We thank you for being you, Holy Father. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. It is in Jesus' holy name, the name above all names, that we say all of this. In Jesus' name, amen.
God of creation, there at the start before the beginning of time. With no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of light. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born. In the vapor of your breath, the planets form. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. I can see your heart and everything you've made. Every burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so will I. God of your promise, you don't speak in vain, a syllable empty or void. You have spoken, all nature and science follow the sound of your voice. And as you speak, 100 billion creatures catch your breath, evolving in pursuit of what you said. If it all reveals your nature, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you say. Every painted sky, a canvas of your grace. If creation still obeys you, so will I. To worship, so will I. If the mountains bow in reverence, so will I. If the oceans roar your greatness, so will I. For if everything exists to lift you high, so will I. If the rocks cry out in silence, so will I. Fall shy. If the sum of all our praises still falls shy, then we'll sing again 100 billion times. God of salvation, you chase down my heart through all of its failure and pride. Created the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. And as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear. Where you lost your life so I could find it here. If you left the grave behind you, so will I. I can see your heart and everything you've done. Every part designed in a work of art called love. surrender, so will I. I can see your heart a billion different ways. Every precious one, a child you died to save. If you gave your life to love him, so will I. Like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one who never leaves, the one